Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Holiday travel is in full swing. Today is the busiest travel day of the holiday season. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Lovinggood. Julian Grace has the night off. While our weather looks pretty calm, a weather system is at our doorstep, and it could slow holiday travel this week. Meteorologist Mike Mays is tracking that system right now. Mike?
Chris, it certainly has expanded from the time we were watching it on Friday when it was over the Southwest. Now it's over the plains, it's over the Mississippi Valley and the Deep South. Thunderstorms near New Orleans, and then you have a big snowstorm from Denver all the way up into northern Minnesota. And for us, we had a beautiful Christmas Eve. 68 was the high at RDU. Now we're going to see some upper-level clouds move into the area this evening and overnight. It should become partly cloudy, and it's really not going to mess up your Christmas day here. It will advance into the area late in the afternoon and into the evening. So Christmas morning, we're looking at showers, perhaps some thunderstorms. Thunderstorms mainly from Florida southward, and then you see a swath of snow to the northwest. If you're flying out of RDU and heading into this region here during the day tomorrow, maybe a slow go around St. Louis. But for us, beautiful day, partly cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, and by this time tomorrow, there should be some rain on our doorstep moving into the Sandhills. Now, we have a bit of rain coming in Christmas night. Most of the rain looks like it'll be Christmas day. As you can see, Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., showers are around. There could be an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, but that's not the big feature here, and it doesn't look like it's going to be a washout. You can see for yourself scattered showers, heaviest rain perhaps offshore by Tuesday evening, and the chance for rain continues into Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, and maybe even lingering for the day on Wednesday. Now, tomorrow morning, as you're opening up your presents, the kids get bikes or anything they can play outside with outside. The weather's not bad. Partly cloudy at 6 a.m. 41, by 8 a.m. partly cloudy 45, and by 10 a.m. partly cloudy up to about 52. Now, coming up in less than 15 minutes, I'll have a closer town-by-town look at Futurecast to see what will fall in your community during the day Tuesday, Chris.
Oh, we'll see you in just a bit, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, as we mentioned, today is expected to be the busiest travel day of the holiday season. That's coming from AAA. This is a live look at RDU. We're talking an estimated 54,000 people expected to pass through the airport this Christmas Eve. At RDU, there doesn't appear to be any major flight cancellations or delays. And at last check, there were 33 delays and one cancellation. Now, you may have been a Southwest Airlines traveler who ran into problems today. According to the company, fog in Chicago greatly affected flights, including ones at RDU. I want to get you a look at what it looked like in Chicago, specifically at Midway International Airport. This is courtesy of EarthCam. Countrywide, Southwest had more than 1,000 delays today, and it had more than 100 cancellations, too. Now, though this isn't as bad as last December's four-day trouble with Southwest flights, the inconvenience, that is still very much real. We talked to one woman trying to get home to Cleveland from Las Vegas, but was stuck in Chicago overnight.
I mean, food and drinks here are very expensive. It's packed with a million people. You can't go anywhere or move. You know, so, and you can't sleep really. These chairs and floor are not very comfortable. So you can't sleep. You can't do. I haven't been asleep since 5 a.m. yesterday when we left Vegas.
Southwest told WRAL earlier it had all hands on deck trying to get people on alternate flights. All right, let's get you a live look at the roads right now. We're looking at a live look at I-40. This is at Harrison Avenue. A lot of cars just kind of zipping by through there. No real slowdowns. That's good. Yesterday was expected to be one of the busiest days on the road. According to AAA, the best time to drive back from the holidays this week is any time before noon. And AAA also expects millions of people to travel back home for the holidays. As they do this, gas prices, they're fluctuating. Right now, the national average price of regular gas is $3.12. In North Carolina, the average price of gas is $2.95. In Wake County specifically, we're talking $2.98. To find the lowest gas prices near you, just search the word fuel tracker on WRAL.com. But today's big stories aren't just travel related, they're also giving related. Long lines were outside Helping Hand Mission today, and there's still a huge need for Christmas presents. WRAL's Carly Haynes is live there right now in Raleigh on Rock Quarry Road. Carly, have you seen many people coming by?
We have, Chris. Earlier today, we saw long lines of people with their kids standing right outside of that truck trying to get whatever toys they could ahead of Christmas Day. And Helping Hand Mission, they don't just do toys. They do food as well. So we also saw people coming and getting frozen turkeys, canned goods, anything that they might need to make a holiday meal. And the director of Helping Hand told us that they have already run out of toys three separate times today. every single toy that has come in from donations, it has gone right back out the door. There are also other toy collection drives in the area, but a lot of those deadlines have already passed. So the director hopes this can serve as a way for people to continue to donate because there is still such a huge need.
They shut down a certain time and that's it, and people just continue to drop. But I want them to drop right here because we ain't going nowhere.
And as she said, they are going nowhere. This drive is going to continue until 10 p.m. tonight and all day tomorrow. The New Bern location will be open 24 hours. So there is still time to drop off and pick up, Chris.
They ain't going nowhere. God bless all of them. Carly Haynes reporting live in Raleigh. Thanks, Carly. Now, if you rely on Go Raleigh for transportation, make sure you check the schedules. There are some changes with the holidays. Service today will end after trips during the 7 p.m. hour, and there will be no service tomorrow for Christmas. Now, if you're staying local for the holidays and still need to get out for some last-minute grocery shopping, you may want to listen up. Most stores in our area will close early today and stay closed through the Christmas holiday. But that's not the case for everywhere. Go to WREL.com. We've got an entire list of all the store hours in our area, including who's open on Christmas Day. You can find that list by searching the word stores. A Carytown spokesperson says an SUV slammed into a store in Saltbox Village Plaza this afternoon. It's happened around 1:45. You can see the damage right there on your screen. The car drove into Cookie Cutters. That's a children's hair salon on Kildare Farms Road. The spokesperson says the driver in the SUV hit the building while speeding. The vehicle made it 30 feet into the salon, we're told. A nearby business owner was there for the aftermath.
And we looked inside and we saw this car that was totally decimated inside. A few of the people from next door ran in and, you know, tried to make sure we did our best just to keep people away from, you know, the awning, which was about to collapse.
Fortunately, the salon was closed today, so that's good. Nobody was injured and the driver was arrested for driving while impaired. We are still waiting to hear whether the building is deemed structurally sound. That's important. New tonight, authorities say a 34-year-old man named Aaron Porter is the person shot and killed in Rocky Mount. Rocky Mount police say that officers went to the intersection of North Washington Street and Tarboro Road early this morning. They found Porter shot several times there. First responders tried to keep him alive, but again, he died on his way to the hospital. Investigators say the shooting might be related to a fight last night in downtown, and police do say this was a targeted attack. A local family is keeping their son's memory alive by bringing smiles to other children's faces. Amazing Avon's Quest for Amoeba Awareness is a nonprofit created by Avon Moffitt's family. Avon died of a rare brain infection after swimming in a pond. This year, the nonprofit collected more than $30,000 worth of toys for kids in need. The donations were given to children hospitals across the Triangle. The Moffitt family says this is their way of keeping his memory alive and giving back. Not everyone has a home to enjoy Christmas and other holidays, but Good Samaritan Inn, they provide one. It's home to the Durham Rescue Mission's homeless shelter for women and mothers with children. WREL's Luis Fernandez shows us how the mission is doing its part to help families.
What's that famous phrase, home for the holidays?
I'm eating gingerbread house.
At Durham Rescue Mission's homeless shelter for women and mothers with children, today it's of the gingerbread variety. Haley Jones and her kids are enjoying their Christmas Eve morning together.
Just to celebrate Jesus and Christmas with family as we all are here.
You know, a lot of these kids probably never had a great Christmas before. I don't know what they've had before, but the point is that we want to make sure that they had their best Christmas ever while they're here at the Durham Rescue Mission.
So that means plenty of gifts, lots of smiles, and of course, the gingerbread houses.
I don't know what it is about a gingerbread decorating thing. You know, I think they eat about half of the candy.
At the Good Samaritan Inn, these women and children are given shelter, food, clothes, an opportunity to build relationships.
As they build relationships and make connections, it's then that they begin to feel, you know, better about themselves and also make connections to a better life somewhere else, a job, a home, wherever it is they need to live.
Jones, originally from Texas, has been with Durham Rescue Mission for a year and a half. That opportunity has meant the world to her.
In the next couple of months, I'll be getting my own car, and so I'm looking for a place to live. All due to learning stability, structure, everything, and most importantly, learning about the word of God.
Building a gingerbread house, building a real home. Luis Fernandez, WREL News, Durham.
amazing effort over there. On their website, the Durham Rescue Mission says they house an average of 130 women and children a night at the Good Samaritan Inn. It's the busiest night of the year for Santa Claus, out delivering presents to boys and girls all across the world. We're turning now to NORAD. That's where they got the Santa tracker right now. Looks like, where is he over there right now? It says Volta, as I'm looking at right there. Okay. Where is that at? Toto. Okay. Make sure I'm looking here. It's a little blurry on the map there right now. They're not using WREL's maps. This year makes the actual 68th anniversary for NORAD monitoring Santa Claus deliveries. Earlier, we talked to Lieutenant General A.C. Roper at NORAD, and he shared a bit about how they keep tracking jolly old St. Nick.
Well, for us, it's quite simple. We use the same systems that we use to defend North America to track Santa. So it's a multi-domain operation that involves our radars, our satellites, and our U.S. and Canadian fighter jets.
The Lieutenant General also says Santa moves at the speed of starlight to get everyone home, each one of those gifts into a home. Is Santa an alien? Starlight, huh? All right, the Powerball jackpot is growing after nobody won last night. Just ahead, your odds of winning big this Christmas. All right, getting you a look right now down at Pinehurst. We got no one out hitting the links. That makes sense, though. I would imagine people are home with their family right now. Police in Florida are searching for a man in connection to a deadly shooting at a mall last night. Ocala police have an arrest warrant for Albert Shell Jr. He's accused of shooting and killing one man and injuring a woman at a Florida mall last night. Now, that woman is expected to live. Police say they believe this was a targeted shooting. Man-made tornadoes, beached sharks, Mount Rushmore, and North Carolina legislators. These aren't words for a Mad Lib, folks, but they are subjects of some of our top PolitiFact fact checks of 2023. The most popular fact checks of the year fell into two main categories: claims about liberal ambitions or explanations of unexplained events in and out of politics. Everything from party-switching politicians to false claims about a tornado in Rocky Mount, WREL PolitiFact reporter Paul Spey, he has broken down the most popular fact checks of the year. It's his annual truth review of statements made by politicians and officials. It also includes rumors that gain traction on social media. And by the way, PolitiFact checks statements from officials on all sides of the political spectrum. You can see our full breakdown of this year's top PolitiFacts on our section at WREL.com. All right, so I'm still here. That means that the Powerball, it keeps on growing. After no winners in last night's game, the new Powerball jackpot is now sitting at about $638 million for its next drawing tomorrow. Now, of course, in the past three Powerball jackpots, they have been won on Christmas Day. Fingers crossed. This is coming from Powerball Management. The estimated cash value for this grand prize is $321 million, and the odds of winning are 1 in 292 million. Now, I don't know about you, Mike, but if somehow Santa left a winning lottery ticket under my tree, wouldn't be mad.
Not at all. And hopefully somebody will win tomorrow night. That would be the most excellent Christmas present ever.
Right?
Yeah, it would be nice. And a lot of folks are getting Christmas gifts tonight. Chris, take a look at the Santa tracker. By 11 o'clock, he should be over the U.S., but right now he's heading toward Ghana. That was the last check, and over 4 billion gifts delivered so far. So kids, make sure you're in bed by 11 o'clock, because from past experience, we notice him over the eastern part of the U.S. by 11 o'clock tonight. So join us at 10 on Fox 50, and I'll show you where he is located. So Santa is on the way, and we're on Santa Watch tonight. Temperatures will fall into the 50s after 68. The high out at RDU is a very warm day. Fayetteville had 69. By 11 o'clock, we're at 48. And tomorrow morning's low at 41. We'll have mostly clear sky. It'll be a chilly evening. And if you're heading to midnight mass, temperatures will be in the 40s. Or any church service this evening, it'll be rather cool. We say hello to Sanford, not Durham. Goldsboro looking pretty good. Apex and Fayetteville, we have you covered with the WREL Fayetteville newsroom there on Hay Street. Right now, you're at 58. It's 52 at Roxboro, 53 at Rocky Mount, and morning lows will be in the 40s. That's where dew points are pretty much sitting right now, and it will be milder as we get into tomorrow night and also Tuesday night. So this is the system we've been watching. Last week, it was off the California coast. It made its way over the southwest on Friday, and now it's moving through the lower Mississippi Valley. For us, we probably won't see rain here until late tomorrow afternoon, so let's track that with Futurecast tonight at 6 o'clock, looking at mainly clear sky at midnight when Santa comes flying on in, looking pretty good. Won't need Rudolph, but I'm sure he'll be needed well off to the west with those showers and possible storms. storms. By Christmas morning, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. By lunchtime, partly to mostly cloudy. And later in the afternoon, it should be overcast. And by 6 o'clock, when you join us at 6, we'll look at the live dual Doppler 5000 radar. There'll probably be a little bit of light rain on it. Now, we see more rain coming in Tuesday night, Monday night, I should say, by Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. The model is showing showers around. Not looking like a washout on Tuesday. We're still going about an 80% chance of rain. Now, our most reliable futurecast model will be available a little bit later on tonight at 10 and 11, but we'll have more coverage going farther out into the future on Christmas Day into Tuesday and Wednesday, and perhaps that'll show better coverage. But this model run's not really showing a whole lot for the day on Tuesday. There's 5 o'clock. We see showers around, and by 1 a.m. Wednesday, when the model comes to an end, still some rain around, and I still think we'll see a little bit during the day on Wednesday. This is what models are showing, about 45 hundredths on the model you just saw, about 3/10 on the American model. The European model still putting out a great deal of moisture. It was doing that last week, and the NAM, high-resolution model, only about 1,300 of an inch of rain. So tonight, partly cloudy. We're on Santa Watch, mid-30s to the north to low 40s in Fayetteville, about 41 here in Raleigh, 44 for Clinton. Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Beautiful day tomorrow. It's another warm one, 64 with sunshine in the morning, more cloud cover in the afternoon, 60 in Roxborough, 68 Fayetteville, 67 in Goldsboro. Tuesday, we're still aiming for that rain chance, 80%, 60% nighttime hours. Wednesday, about a 30% chance of rain. So tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, even Thursday, still quite mild. Then we have a cool front blowing through. Friday, a chance for rain, 30%. The high only around 50. Saturday and Sunday, highs in the low 50s. Morning lows around 30. And when we ring in the new year Sunday night, it'll probably be in the 40s. It'll be a chilly start to 2024. Far cooler next weekend, Chris, compared to what we've had this weekend and early next week.
Oh, chilly time ahead. All right, thanks, Mike. And I try to keep a straight face as Casey Hintz walked in as the queen of Christmas with the beautiful outfit. I love it. 10 out of 10.
Thank you so much. I've got a little bit of coal-like news for Pack fans, but don't worry, I'm also bringing some Christmas cheer. Plus,
I feel like we had that game.
On a day where it all came together for the Panthers offense, the defense delivers a dud, and the refs play Scrooge. We've got highlights and reaction next. I know he's mean and hairy and smelly and his hands are cold and clammy, but I think he's kind of sweet. Of course, I'm talking about Adam Thielen's cleats. He's rocking the Grinch vibe for warm-ups, exactly what the Carolina Panthers were looking to play against the Green Bay Packers, who are holding on to a slim playoff hope. To Bank of America Stadium we go. Be it ever so heinous, there's no place like home. Second quarter, Panthers down 10. A little creativity here. The reverse to Amir Smith, Marcet, whoey, whatty? Marcet charging in for the 20-yard score. It was a three-point game. Ah, yes. It is me that is dreaming of a white Christmas. The defense has held the Panthers in so many games this season. Today allowed the Packers to feast, feast, feast. 251 yards in the first half, and it was 23-10 at the break. Panthers, the only team in the NFL to have never led in the fourth quarter. Down two scores here, but Bryce Young hits DJ Chark. Young has his first career 300-yard day. What is that stench? It's fantastic. Ensuing Panthers possession, Young. He finds Chark again, and all of a sudden, I'm all toasty inside because we're all tied at 30. But after a controversial catch, Anders Carlson is going to line up for a 32-yard field goal, and the kick is good with 20 seconds to play. It's because they wear green, isn't it? One last chance. Young finds Adam Thielen. Tick, tick, tick after the catch. Officials rule time has run out. Stripes of the Grinch that stole Christmas. 33-30, the final.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for those guys in that room. They laid everything out on the line right there. And we played. We ran out of time. And we're getting better. There's no doubt about that. I think that's evident. I mean, you don't like to lose, and we lost, so it hurts.
It was some tough calls at the end of the game, but we had a chance to overcome it. We fell short, and that's pretty much all that, you know. All we can do is just go out there and keep fighting. We fought to the end. Unfortunately, the clock ran out, and I feel like we had that game.
Well, tomorrow on Fox 50, after maybe you've opened up all your presents, you got your bellies full, sit back and relax to watch the New York Football Giants, who are playing on Christmas Day for the first time in franchise history, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, who are looking to get out of a little bit of a slump. Kickoff is at 4:30.
Well, there was plenty of speculation that NC State linebacker and All-American Peyton Wilson would opt out of the bowl game. Pack fans still hoping for that Christmas miracle, but this morning, Wilson made it official. He was announcing he, quote, made the difficult decision to sit out of the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The Butkus Award winner will go down as one of the best ever to suit up in Raleigh. But wait! Dave Doran coming in with a last-minute Christmas gift for State fans. That's right. The man behind the defense is here to stay, at least according to reports from Football Scoop. Doran has locked up defensive coordinator Tony Gibson for another 3 years. It's worth at least $1.5 million a year. And under Gibson, the pack allowed just over 20 points a game this season, good enough for fifth in the ACC and 24th nationally. Well, not a bad Christmas Eve for the Pack, hitting the practice field in Orlando this morning in preparation for the Pop-Tarts Bowl versus, of course, Kansas State. Now, I'm heading that way on Tuesday. We'll have live coverage starting Wednesday as we get you set for game day. State looking for a chance at just that second ever 10-win season. And finally, the wife of Los Angeles Dodgers reliever Jo Kelly is having herself a Christmas. Prior to Shohei Ohtani signing in L.A., Ashley campaigned for the move, offering up her husband's number 17, which Ohtani wore for six seasons in Anaheim. And I'm going to tell you right now, it paid off. Ohtani signed, and Joe gave up his number. And Ashley Kelly opened her front door to a special delivery from Ohtani. Yeah, he, Chris, delivered her a Porsche. I don't know. I think Joe Kelly probably could have afforded one for her anyways, but that's not bad, getting some new wheels for Christmas.
Not to discount the Porsche. I'm way more excited about your outfit. How did that all come together? I want to know.
You know, my mom and I were shopping, and we were just kind of browsing, and she said, you know, I dare you if you wear this on air. And I said, sure, of course. So, and she's watching from 3,000 miles away right now, so... Yeah.
All right, time to pay up, Mom. Thanks, Casey. And thank you for joining us here tonight on WRL News. We'll see you at 10 o'clock on Fox 50.